Shumorinsis, Omar Chizki says, to your makro, the Pasuk says, V'chol mincho b'lula b'shemen, v'chareva l'chol b'nayar n'tiyya. It says clearly, even a mincha, that's a chareva, means has no shemen, like a mincha saita, still it goes to b'nayarin. So meinu inyan l'blula, shachitim, if we do not need it, for the mincha that you mix up of chitim, so no inyan l'blula shall serum, take it into a mincha, that's blula, that's made from Bali. When the Mfar said, that means the mincha saima, that the shirayim is nechal akanim. Now, if we do not need this pasuk for minchas chayta, for minchas chareva means a minchas chayta that comes from chitim, that's pshita from the hekesh before. So to nuinyan lachareva shel sarim, put it for mincha, dried mincha that comes from Bali, meaning a minchas of a chayta. And that's how we learn out that a minchas of a chayta also there's a mitzvah kemitza and the shirayim is nechal even according to Rabbi Shimon. So more is the question, why is it true? La'ochu the yos, is this what it's coming from? Homi boiler, we need this posik, likratanya, like we learned. Minayin had we noticed, say, shein cholkim minochis, kineged zvochim, that the kahanim have no right to divide up and say, I'll take a portion in your korban, and you give me a portion in your mincha that you receive. So the Mefarshim says, like, you should not say, one kohen should not say to schaver, turn lat to zvochim, you take the korbanis, and I'll take the minochis, you're not allowed to do that. Talmudim, the pasuk says no. V'chol amincha shetiyofa betaner l'chol b'neyaren tia ish kiyochiv. So it says l'chol b'neyaren tia. Rashi says shlo yichalek ze k'neged ze ele ben kulin yichol k'menachis. All the kanim have to divide up the menachis equally, and you cannot say just some will take the menachis or some will take the zvochim. That you cannot say. So that's what we use this pasuk for. Then Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo Yecholku Menachis Keneged Zvachim. True, a Kohen cannot say to another Kohen, you take the Mincha, I'll take the Zevach. Shlo Komo Tachtayim Vedalis. Because when you bring a Mincha, the one above it is an Oif. By a Mincha's Oil of Yerid, by a Korban Oil of Yerid, it starts out a Korban, then an Oif, then a Mincha. So Mela Mincha, you cannot divide with a Korban, because they have no Shachas one to another. Abu, but maybe Yecholku Menachis Keneged Oifais. Maybe one coin can say to the second coin, listen, you take Oifis, and I'll take Menachis. Because by Dalis, like, if you can't afford it, bring a bird. If you can't afford a bird, you could bring Menachis. So Menachis have to do with Oifis. So maybe the Kohen could divide up the Mincha with the Oifis. So Mora says, no, it says, L'chol ben Talmud Leim, the Pasuk says, L'chol Nasta b'Macheshes, L'chol b'Neyaren Tia. Again, any type of a mincha has to be divided by all the kanim, and you cannot say some will take menachas, some will take oifas instead. Yochel, I would have thought to say, lo yechol ke menachas keneged oifas, and you cannot divide up a knife for a mincha. Shalol lamine domim, vialol lamine kemochim, because oifas has as weak as dam to it. The menachas have flour, it's different things. So if for true, you can't divide up. But maybe yechol ke oifas keneged zvachim. But maybe Kohen is supposed to that brings the makshiv, the oilas, the chatis oif now, he could tell another Kohen, listen, you take the oif and I'll take your mincha. Or you take your korban. Maybe you could divide up oifis for zvachim. Shalolo vialolo mine damim. Because both of them have to do with dam, they both have to do with zrikas dam. Talmulem, and this apostle says no. Vialmach vas the chol b'nei aron tiyah, again, that any type of a mincha has to be divided equally between the kahanim, and they cannot say one to another, you take menachas and I'll take zvachim. Yochel, again, I would have thought to say, lo yecholku oifais keneged zvachim, that you cannot divide up birds for kabonis, shalolu asiyosim biyad, oif, the malika is done with the kohen's hand, v'yalolu asiyosim mekli, v'ashekin ezevach, a korban is done with a sakim, with a knife. Avu mes, that's the difference, therefore you can't divide one with the other. But avu may be yecholku menachas, Keneged Menachas, then we could divide up a mincha for another mincha. She'elu v'yelu asiyosin biyad, they both have the same type of an avoida. So maybe you could divide up one mincha for another mincha. So also know the pasuk says, Tamuloyma v'chol mincha b'lulu b'shemen, l'chol b'nayaren tia. Mashmet, each mincha you do, the mincha itself has to divide it up equally. And not that one can say, I'll take this mincha, and you take the other mincha. Again, Yochel maybe lo yecholku machavas neger macheshes. If you brought a machavas, a frying pan, a minchin, a frying pan, you cannot divide it up with somebody else and tell him to take the macheshes. Or else the macheshes, the deep pan, can neger machavas. Why? Shezumai se koshim. One has it hard in the deep pan, it's more harder. Vizumai se rakin. And this is a softer one. This has a softer. A frying pan, the opposite way. A frying pan is more harder. And in a deep pan, it's more softer. Avo, therefore, you can't divide one against the other. Avo, maybe yecholku machavas, kineged machavas, or macheshes, kineged macheshes. Maybe the same type of a mincha. The kohen could say, if two kohanim bring, if this mishma brings a minchas machavas, so maybe they could say to the other kohen, listen, we'll take this whole one, and you take that whole one. That no, from each mincha, it has to be divided up equally between the kohanim. You can't divide up and say, you take a machavas and I'll take a different machavas. Or else, macheshes can make a macheshes. How do we know you cannot do this? Tam Lim, the Pasuk says, V'charev v'lechol b'nei Aaron atiya. Mashmah again, each mincha by itself has to be divided out equally between the Kohanim. And you can't say, take all one for you and all one for me. Again, Yochlai would have thought to say, Lo yecholko b'kotche kadoshim. You can't divide up the kotche kadoshim, divide up halfway. Avol yecholko b'kotchem kalim. Maybe kotchem kalim you could, by shlomim maybe you could. Talmudim again, the pasuk says, ish ke'ochiv. Each one separately has to receive a portion. V'yem al toida. Mashpivim by korban toida, which is kodesh kotchem kalim. So kishem shein cholkim b'kotche kadoshim. The same with kodesh kadoshim, we have these psukim. You cannot say, I'll take this one, you take that one. Is kach, the same halacha is, in cholkim b'kotchem kalim, cannot be mechulik by kotchem kalim. Now, ish, what's about ish? Cholik. It divides up, as if to say, v'afilu ba'amum, ish, cholik, means v'afilu ba'amum. Any kohen gets a chaluka, even a kohen that's a ba'amum also receives a portion in the korban or in the mincha. But v'yein katan cholik, v'afilu tam, but not a katan. That's what it says, ish, only a gadol receives a portion of the kabonis. But not a katan, even though he's a tam. So where's the kasha? We see we use these psukim for hilchas chaluka. Exactly what we said before, we're using the pesik to teach us that a mincha v'soirim also needs, that has a kemitza and the shirayim is nechol. We use the pesik for chaluka. Someone says, no, I'll answer you, hahu mikol nafka. That's this last price that learns out from this pesik of v'chol mincha blulu b'shemin. The whole B'nai Aaron Tiyah teaches a lot about Chalukah, that you cannot divide up even Minochas. You take this Mincha and I'll take this Mincha. That's from the word Kurl. The Pasuk says, V'chol Mincha. From the word Kurl, we learn out this, that every single Mincha has to be divided up equally, that each kind and the Mishma has to take a Chiluk from that Mincha. And that we darshan before, that even a Mincha Chareva, even a Mincha Saita, has a Locha, the Shiraim is Nechol. That's from the Guf of the Pasuk, that it says that Mincha Blulav Hashem of the Chareva, the word Chareva was extra. So therefore there's no steer in the two drashim. We learn out both, one from the word Kurl, and one from the word V'chareva, L'chol B'nei Aaron Tiyah. Now the Mor says, I, V'yuhar Fikta, Likd Reb Yesi, Reb Yehuda. How could I say the word V'chol? I, we use that already, Reb Yesi, Reb Yehuda's Halacha. Rashi says, Do you have a makulam alamato shnei minim? Stuff could be from shnei minim to lose it already. Someone says, no, who? Mi v'chol. That trust is next to word vav. It says v'chol. So, learn out like a two drushes from the word kol with dashing our loch of chaluka. And that Reb Yosef Yehuda made another aloch is by menochas, that would be from shnei minim. That's when the word vav. So from the v'chol, we can make both drushes. And for the word mincha chareva, we made the drush before, even the mincha saita, also was nechol lekahanim. Ravina says like this, Asya midatani lev, Ravina says no. How do we know again by mincha brought from sairim, like a mincha saita, that is nikmetzes and the shirayim is nechol? How do we know it from? So Ravina says, Asya midatani lev, Titani Levi, the Pasuk says, L'chol korbonim l'chol minchosom, l'chol chatosim l'chol hashomom. So, there's a ribu here. So, Vidarshan, kol korbonim means l'rabois, for Luke Shemin Shomitzera. It comes from Marbo that the Luke Shemin Shomitzera, true, part of the Shemin is put on the Mitzera, but the Shiraim is Nechot, left over is Nechot of the Kohanim. As in this passage, it ends off saying that the Kohanim eat from it, that there's a Chemin that goes to the Kohen. So the pasuk says, Kol Korbonom is L'Rabbah's Luke Shemin Shomitzera. Why? Because otherwise, Salka, that the Chemin Rabbah would have thought to say. The pasuk says, Mina'ish Kosta Rachmonom. That when is the Locha that the Shiraim is Nechol Lekanim, only on something that the Iker is burnt, there's the Emurim, there's the Kemitah that's burnt, then the Shiraim is Nechol to the Kanim. But over here by the Luke Shemin Shomitzera, there's no part of it that's burnt. It's only put on the behenis of the mitzvah. Maybe the shrine is no nechol. I need this pasuk lechol korbanim to teach us know that every korban, even the lug, is also nechol. Then the pasuk says lechol minchaisam. It says lechol korbanim lechol minchaisam. Is the rabbis minchasayim or minchas kenois? So Rina has this drasha from this pasuk that a mincha that oimer that's brought from Bali and the mincha saita that's brought from Bali, both of them is also nechol lekahanim, because without this pasuk. Salka that the Chemin Chaim would have thought to say, V'yochlu oisom ashekupa behem omarachmona. The pasuk says, when does the Kohanim eat the Shirayim? Only from a korban or a mincha that comes for a kaporo. And it could be the pshat is the achilas Kohanim is a chelik of the kaporo. So then there's nechol le Kohanim. But over here, by these two, the mincha saim is bol ata the chodesh, the minchas kenois, that's not coming for kaporo, maybe it's not nechol le Kohanim. The Mor says, V'hai lahat the kroasio, that the mincha soim is coming to a matter of the chodesh. V'idach the mincha soim to na milavaru, because it's only coming to a varu to teach us whether she really did the chet or not. But it's not coming for kapora. So I would have thought to say, maybe it's not nechol akhanim, from Ashmolon. So that's how we learn out that the mincha kenois, the mincha soito, is nechol akhanim. Then the pasuk says, the chol chatoisom is l'rabbis chatesoif. They will bring a chatesoif for korbin, for the bird for korbin, also it's nechol akhanim. Because otherwise, Sakot had the Chemin Chaim would have thought to say, Wilu Neveli. Let's see, how do you make the Shechita by Oif, by a Chatis, a Malika? Now, a Malika with the thumb, it's not through a sack, it's the back, it's not really kosher by Chulin, it's a Nevela. So I would have thought to say, the Kanim cannot eat from it. Kamash will know that since that's the Heta by Kotchim, the Torah is Mechadish, the Heta of Malika, it's called the Dovah's Mutta Bachila, just for the Mizbeach and for the Kohanim. So the Kohanim could eat from it. Then the pasuk says, "Lechol ashamam, what kind of ashram? The rabbi's ashram nazir, the ashram mitzera. If the nazir or mitzera brings the korban ashram, also that the kind of meat from the korban." So Mor says, "Ashram mitzera, the hedjik sirbi." It says clearly over there. It says, "Kikachatis ashamu lakayin." It says clearly that the ashram of a mitzera is mamish daima to a chatis that it goes to the kain. So it says clearly in the pasuk that the yoshim that a mitzvah brings the kohanim can eat from it. Gemara says in Echnami El the rabbis yoshim nazir koshim mitzvah. The chiddush is that the yoshim that a nazir brings has the same aloch like the yoshim that a mitzvah brings. Because without this pasuk, Salka that the chemin chayv would have thought to say lahach shakasya that the nazir brings the yoshim is only coming to make him kosher, like to take off the yisatikalachas. Take off the yisesh diyasiyain. It's not really coming for kapara. It's only coming to be matim from the yisurim that he has upon himself. So maybe the kanim cannot eat from the korban. It's kamash malon. That's the vision of this pasuk. Yes, that even a noshim nozir also the kanim can eat from it. Then the pasuk says, "Ashe yoshivu," that you have to return the gezel hager. That's the loch of you steal from a ger, and then he dies. So, and he has no yorshim. So the chura, how are you mekam yimitzes hashavah? So Torah's mechadish, you should give it to the kohanim. The gez lager, Rosh the siv orshim amusha v'shem makayim. The gez bagoyz akamah, the bagoyz lager kosa medaber. That you have to return the money to the kohen. And we say what? That lochohi levonecho. That all this, when you give to the kohen, it goes to the kohen. Meaning to say that shelochohi, it belongs mamish to the kohen. This gezel hager, when you return it to the kohen, it's mamishes. Va'afilu kadosh bayasisha, that he could do what he wants with it. He could even marry your wife with it. It's his money completely. Like, don't think it has kedusha on it, but no, it's his completely. Even kadosh bayasisha. So the kids, so that's another drosha how we know from this post of Chom and Chaisom that even the mincha, the seita, is also nechal, the shrayim is nechal akahanim. Omer Rav Huna says, Shal me yavik echavim oilois. if a guy brings a shlomim, brings a korban shlomim, it's automatically an oila. In other words, Rav Huna holds that a guy could only bring a korban oila. He cannot bring a shlomim. Rashi says, "Lovi kachovim, shenot lovi shlomim oila hein." It remains an oila, and therefore there's nothing eat, you can't eat from it, but rather it's kulay kolam. Simon says, he boys him, if you want, I'll tell you, Kroh, there's a postic for this. And he boys him, if you want, Svara, pay it to Svara. He boys him, it's Svara, if you want, pay it, there's a postic. It's a Svara, mean. It's a reasoning. Why, when a guy is mark of a korban, his kavana is to bring the whole thing to be burnt, that's his kavana. He doesn't have a mind to eat it, he thinks it's given away to Hashem, he doesn't think about eating it. So his kavana is, so the whole thing should be burnt. And when it says, he boys him, if one I tell you, Kroh, there's a pasuk for this. The pasuk says, Hashem, Rivu l'Hashem li'oilo. So with Hashem called the Makarve oilo lehevi. Anything a guy brings should only be for an oilo. But this is the pasuk we're talking about by a guy, Hashem, Rivu l'Hashem li'oilo. Means anything that a guy brings should always be a korban oilo. Mosiv Rav Chama Bagruya. It says Aloha that Oivik Kichovim Shehisnadev Lhavi Shlomim. If a guy has a mind to bring in a dover for Korban Shlomim, so Nostan Le Yisrael, he gives it to a Jew, Yisrael Eichlan, the Jew could eat from it. Nostan La Kohen, if the guy gives it to a Kohen, Ha Kohen Eichlan. But our Korban Mesamashma, the Korban Shlomim of a guy, is Nechal. Just if he gives it to a Jew has the right to eat from it. If he gives it to a Kohen has the right to eat from it. But our Korban Mesakashan Rafuna. If you're telling me now it's an oila, how could anybody eat from it? So my answer is, Omar Rav Hochi Koma, this is what the Tosefta means to say. That Al Menash Yischapo Behem Yisrael, that if the goy like gives it from Matana to a Jew, that Al Menash that the Jew should have a kapor from this korban, meaning like he's giving the korban to the Jew. So now it's called the Jewish, it's called the Yisrael's korban. And therefore it's a korban of a shlomim, therefore Eichlan, he has the right to eat from it. He's like the Bailam, the Yisrael could eat from it. What's going to be Amanash Yischapo Behem Kohen? If he gives this korban shlomim, Amanash that the Kohen should be the owner, he should be the bailam of this korban. So then it's good, why Kohen Eichlon? Because he gave it over to the Kohen, like the Kohen is the owner. It's like a korban shlomim Yisrael, so that it's the loch of, it's the regular loch of a korban shlomim. But if the guy brings his own korban shlomim, Enechanami, then automatically it remains a korban oilah. Furthermore, it says, Mosiv Rav Shizbi. Shizbi asked a question like this. It says, "Elu menachos, these are the menachos in our Mishnah, they nikmatzos, v'shireyim lekanim, the leftover of the mincha goes to the kohen." It says clearly in our Mishnah, minchas lo v'kechovim, that if a guy brings a mincha, then the shiran, the leftover, it is nech lekanim. So you see, not like we're saying it's an oil, the whole thing has to be burnt, and not like libel shemayim, but it has the regular halachis. So Marin says, "Omer Rabbi Yechon lekash, that there is no stira." That the Tani would learn like this. When the Pasuk says Ish, Matamulim Ishish, what is the double lashon of Ishish that brings a korban? Is the rabbi says, Ovikachovim Shinoidrim Nidrayim Unadovas Ki Yisrael, that a guy has the right to bring a korban just like a Jew brings one, a neder and a dover. Then it says, Ashek Rivu Lashem Li Oilo, that what he brings, this korban should be an Oilo, so Ein Li Yelo Oilo. The Pasuk on, he says it should be whatever brings a korban Oilo. Shlomim minan. How do we know that a guy could ever bring a korban shlomim? Also, tamulaim and nidrayim. It says lashon of nidrayim. He could even bring a shlomim also. Toidim minan. How do we know he could even bring a korban toidim? Tamulaim and the pasuk says nitvaisam. Minan. How do we know the rabbis oifos v'ayayin v'alavoyin of reitzim that a guy could bring an oifra korban or wine mikhad nesachim of yayin or levoyin or reitzim? Tamulaim and nidrayim l'chol nidrayim. Nidvoisam, lachon nidvoisam, any type of nadav, any type of nether we could bring. If so, the question we'll soon see, there's all of Yesag Lili. If so, him came, he is. Matam loim oilo, what is the pasuk say then? The korban of a guy is an oilo? It's not only an oilo. We'd be marb everything right now. So more says true, oilo is only pratla nazirus, that a guy cannot be a nazir. Dibur Rabbi Yesag Lili, these are words of Rabbi Yesag Lili. Senechnami, this is not like Rafunam, and this is Trana Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the guy brings a mincha, it's a regular like a minchas Yisrael, that the shirayim is nechol lekanim. That's according to Rabbi Yosef Lili. However, Rabbi Kiva says, Asher yakrivu la'Hashem li'oilom, that what a guy brings remains a korban oilom. So he holds, Ein liel oila bovad. It's only, whatever he brings is only a korban oila, the whole thing is burnt. So Kitza Rav Huna goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that Echem is a miyat, Hashakri b'lash shem oila, all his korbanis is only an oila, nothing else. Whereas the kash da'iva, pratlan is dirus, meyochanapk, is it true that we learn now that a guy cannot be a nozif in this posik, according to Rav Yosef Lili, I mehosam not another posik. The posik says, Dabro b'nei Yisov yomat olayim. Ish ki yafl lindo nede nozal azeh b'nei Yisov idashin. B'nei Yisrael noidrim, b'nei nozal kechobim noidrim. Only a Jew can become a nozir and not a goy. So from there we learn that a goy cannot become a nozir. So the verse says, no, you need both sukim. I mehosam, just from this posik of Dabro b'nei Yisrael avi mino, korbinu d'loy laisi. That a guy, even though maybe could be a nazir, just he has no chiyuvim to bring kabonis, to bring korban nazir. Aber nazir is chal alive, and maybe could be a nazir. Kamash will know that no nazir is not chal at all. Now the Gemara says, Kaman noz lose a go like, hodit tanan, that Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvorim, Heskinu Bezdin, Bezdin made seven takonis. Vzechumem, this is one of the takonis that Bezdin made. If a guy sends his korban oila from the other side of Eretz Yisrael, and b'shilach imo nesachim, if he sends along also the yain and the mincha, kreve mishaloi, very good, we use his. V'yimlav, if the guy does not send along his own wine and mincha, kreve mishal tzibu, we use the money shal tzibu like we had before already a ribuy. So who the Mor says, leim, and let's say this brisa goes, because here the Brisa says that if a guy brings a korban oichum also with it, the avamina is on the wine and the mincha brought with it, so who is only good according to Yosef Lili? Tomorrow's if a dash and the guy brings an oila, it's not only an oila. Anything else that comes with the oila also. And Echnam, he agrees taka that the nesachim with the korban oila could also be brought. Now the Gemara says, Man Tana Lohoda Tana Rabbanon, who's the Tana of this Brisa, maybe Nesach, that only a Jew can be Nadav to bring Nesachim, and not a guy? Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Loita Yelosa Tuna Nesach, a guy, a curb Tam, learn another way, Lord, him and Nadav Nesach, like neither of them. He goes, Rabbi Yosef, Ayin Nami, Nischen Yayin, Midyat Eli could bring, and that says, no, he boy say me, Yosef Lili, Nami, take out wine from the Rebuyim we had before that a guy could bring, Enech Nami, not Yayin, Menachis he could bring, but not Yayin. So after we say here the word Ezrach means only a Jew, and not a guy, and Echnami, could even go according to Yosef Lili. Yayin a guy cannot bring. Same if you want Rabbi Kiva. And again, like we said before, Oilo b'chol chaverto. Even though Rabbi Kiva says it, Oilo, it means, and not Menachis and Nesachim by itself. But when the guy brings his korban oila, Echnami, his korban oila has a din that it should be brought with its Nesachim, with the Yayin and with the Mincha that's a part of this korban oila. Now the Mishnah says to Shimon Oimer, Minchas Chaita Shekahanim is a Chiddush that he holds is like Metzes. You can take a Kemitz and you burn that by itself. And also the Shiraim is burnt. It's a Chiddush, even though Minchas Koyin, the whole thing is burnt. But by Minchas Chaita of a Koyin, when he brings out the carbon oil of Yerid, when he brings out the Dali Dalis, he has to do two things, a Kemitz and the Shiraim is burnt. So Mora says, Minon Emil, how do we know this from the Torah Rabban? It went like this. The Pasuk says, For hoyso la koyin kimincho, mean to say, shetayabadosak shereboy. That when a koyin has to bring a mincho, even though he's not part of the mishmer right now, he's allowed to bring it. Voiso la koyin kimincho means shetayabadosak shereboy. That the koyin, if he's bringing his own private mincho, he can bring it whenever he wants. Atayim you tell me shetayabadosak shereboy, mean to tell us that the koyin can bring it himself. Oyein maybe not that way, lahate minchas chayte shekahanim. Maybe it comes to be matter when a kohen brings a minchas chayta. We'll soon see what that means to be matter. Maybe you could eat from it. If so, a mani mekayim, what would I do with the pasuk that says, for chol minchas kohen kolu tiya, that any mincha that a kohen brings has to be totally burnt, and lo toichay not eat from it? So maybe that's only minchas davosoi. Only if a kohen brings in a dov, a stama present, that minchas kule kolu lo toichal. Avu chayvosoi. But maybe if a kohen did a chet that he has a chayv to bring a mincha for it, maybe teina cheles, maybe the same way Yisrael's mincha could be eaten v'shirayim, maybe you would in the minchas of a kohen also v'shirayim is nechal. On this Talmud Lomna, the pasuk says, "V'hoyso la kohen ke mincha." This is a mincha for kohen, meaning to say, makish chayvos l'nedavosoi, that the chayvah of a kohen has the same halacha like the nedavah of a kohen. If so, man nedavosa, just like when the kohen brings a nedavah, ain't in the chelis, that there's no part that could be eaten from this mincha, but rather the whole thing is kule kolu, the whole thing is burnt, is av chayvos yodim. So ain't in the chelis, that no part could be chinem, there's a psola kohencha, va'alonemor elo kimincha. Means to say that the mincha of a kohen is like a regular mincha of Yisrael. It's not like his own mincha, but it's like a regular mincha of Yisrael. So who was it meant to say? Elahakish minchas chayte shekahanim k'minchas chayte shay Yisrael. Meaning to say, man minchas chayte shayon nekemetzes, there's a kemitza done to it. A minchas chayte shekahanim is also nekemetzes. If so, man minchas chayte shay Yisrael nekemetzes shiren necholim, maybe af minchas chayte shekahanim also should be nekemetzes, and maybe even you could eat from it. Tamalem again, la kohen kemincha, la liishim kemincha. Only what the kohen has to do with it, what the kohen's avoida of the kemitza, that's claimed to minchas Yisrael. But what's nechal on the mizbeach, that's not, what's liishim now, those things have to be burnt. All right, we'll stop you. We'll do the last gemara again on the next tape. All right, we'll stop you.